As House Republicans in Washington work to get enough votes to pass a revised health care bill, one sticking point is whether to keep affordable coverage for people with pre-existing conditions. In his Sunday appearance on Meet the Press, Vice President Mike Pence said Republicans are borrowing an idea from Maine that would cover high-cost patients while keeping premiums down. It's called an invisible high-risk pool. Patty White has this look.
It started in 2012, just a couple years after the Affordable Care Act became law, but before the online marketplace was up and running. Mainers who applied for health insurance, whether through their employer or as an individual, had to fill out a questionnaire about their health. If they had certain medical conditions, they were placed into a high-risk pool, a pool of consumers with more expensive health costs. But the consumers didn't know if they were in this pool because their policy and premiums didn't increase, hence the term invisible. The cost of their more expensive health bills, says independent health policy consultant Mitchell Stein, were paid by a different entity.
The act of paying the claims would be taken over by MAGARA.
MAGARA, the Maine Guaranteed Access Reinsurance Association. It paid claims for these high-cost patients from a pot of money that came from the premiums within that high-risk pool, as well as from a $4 a month surcharge on all policyholders in the state. It was just one part of a larger health reform law, which makes a straight-up assessment difficult, says Stein. But
the quote-unquote invisible high-risk pool is a great theory and can be an appropriate way to handle these things.
That's also how Maine's Bureau of Insurance Superintendent Eric Chapa views it.
Well, it seemed to be very effective.
The program was brief. It was suspended after about a year and a half when the Affordable Care Act's online marketplace was implemented in Maine. But Chapa says Maine's invisible high-risk pool did keep costs down in the individual market.
During that time period, the one rate filing Anthem made, they said the rate increase would have been over 20%, but it was under 2% when they considered the effect of MAGARA.
But one critical component of Maine's invisible high-risk pool, says Steve Butterfield of the Maine-based advocacy group Consumers for Affordable Healthcare, is that it was well-funded. And he says that's something the Republican healthcare bill doesn't do.
It allocated $15 billion over 9 years for this program. And an analysis that was done on what this program would need showed that it would need $15 to $20 billion per year to have any kind of reasonable impact on premiums.
Butterfield says the idea to use invisible high-risk pools solves a problem that the revised GOP health care bill actually creates, because the bill would allow states to get waivers from Affordable Care Act rules that prohibit insurers from charging people higher premiums based on their health status.
I don't understand why it would be a good idea to, on the one hand, say, well, we're worried about pre-existing conditions, so we're going to throw not enough money at a problem that we're creating, at the same time that we're going to let insurance companies charge sick people more.
And the invisible high-risk pool, says Mitchell Stein, is just one small proposal within the larger health reform bill.
There's nothing inherently wrong with it, but it doesn't really fix all of the other problems in the bill.
Which, Stein says, include changes to essential health benefits and cuts to the Medicaid program. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.